shoe with a history, the Geuserer shoe.
Also, ich tue jetzt die Zwischensohle holznageln.
I'm just fastening the midsole with wooden pegs for extra strength, because it will be sewn as well anyway. A wooden peg is put in about every 2 centimeters, so it's held fast.
Eine Holznagel rein. Einfach gerade, dass das auch wirklich bombenfest hält, im Endeffekt.
Made here is the town's best-known product, Geusern shoes. This is not simply a mountain shoe, but rather a very special kind of shoe.
The Geuserer shoe must have 3 attributes. It has to be handmade, custom-made, and very, very important, double-stitched.
This means that not only is the first sole, the insole, sewn to the leather upper part of the shoe, but also the second sole, the midsole, as well. Rudolf Steflitsch Hakel is the 3rd generation of his family to work as a shoemaker. The shoemaker proudly explains how his grandfather learned his trade as an apprentice to Franz Neubacher, the inventor of the Geusern shoe. When the grandfather became a master shoemaker himself, he improved this already robust shoe with his own decisive details.
It is far more durable than an ordinary shoe. What's more, most people's feet are different from one another. That's all taken into account. They might have flat feet or a small defect. With a handmade shoe, that can all be corrected. And people can choose their own color, leather, type of sole, and of course, the design and cut. Every shoe that leaves our premises is one of a kind.
Rudolf Steflitsch Hakel explains that the metal fitting, which used to be affixed to the bottoms, were aimed at protecting the shoe's leather soles. In contrast, today, robust rubber soles are used instead. The best endorsement for the Geusern shoe came from none other than Emperor Franz Joseph himself, who regularly wore these shoes while hunting. The Geusern shoe was invented by the aforementioned Franz Neubacher, who, according to legend, fell into a deep alpine crevice from which there was usually no escape.
Nobody can see you there or hear you there. If you can't get out using your own strength, you have no chance. Franz Neubacher was in there surrounded by skeletons from prehistoric elk, moles, rabbits and foxes. He tried in vain to get back out of the sinkhole, and the badly fastened soles of his shoes prevented him from climbing up the rocks.
After 12 hours, and with the help of a long hiking staff, the journeyman shoemaker finally made it out of the crevice.
And so he swore to himself, according to the legend, to make a proper shoe.
The first of these proper shoes was made in 1875 when alpine climbing enjoyed its first wave of popularity. Industrial mass-produced shoes were already available at that time. Many shoemakers, especially in the cities, were then mainly shoe repairmen. In contrast, in Geusern, the art of custom shoemaking experienced an unprecedented boom. In the 1920s, there were no fewer than 20 shoemakers in the town.
I'm just sanding the midsole to roughen it so it holds better. And that's now done.